Let's start with peace, love, and pets. Talking all things turtle and tortoise today.
This is Peace, Love, and Pets. I'm Robin with Woods Humane Society, and my guest today is Jeff Dobbs with Turtle and Tortoise Rescue of Arroyo Grande. Jeff went to Cal Poly in the 80s, had a career in construction, spent 15 years in Alaska before coming back to the Central Coast in 2001. Jeff was working as a heavy equipment supervisor until a friend found a box turtle. He came up to the sanctuary to find him a friend, where he ended up buying the ranch and taking over the sanctuary in 2018. Woods has worked with Jeff and the rescue for many years with our humane education programs. Welcome, Jeff, and your two cute little friends that you brought with us today. Who do you have?
Well, thank you, Robin. Today we brought in two little tortoises. One is an African leopard, which is the fourth largest in the world. This is just a little baby. And we brought in an African sulcata tortoise. They are the third largest tortoise in the world.
And these are babies, so they're like in our palms, palm size at the moment, but they are going to be big, big babies.
Yes, they will be.
Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And tell us all about what you have there. It's more than turtles and tortoises.
Yes, we took over the sanctuary 4.5 years ago. We're doing things dramatically different than the previous owner, Bob Thomas. We are rescuing all kinds of animals like turtles, tortoises, goats, emus, alpacas, pheasants, ducks, all kinds of things. And we are actually utilizing them to reach out and help people. My wife is Dr. Tammy Dobbs. She's a local child psychologist. So we are rescuing animals, but we are also using them to reach out and help people. We have a lot of junior high school kids getting community hours. We would love to have Polly more involved in senior projects. We have CASA workers with their clients, BCBAs with their clients. We have people with support staff. Some are nonverbal, but they're getting involved in society.
There are so many birds, critters, all kinds of animals out there. Tell us about a couple of your current favorites right now.
Oh, boy. The most beautiful one I have is a African leopard tortoise that has some blue hues to it.
Okay, so I obviously love sharing stories about cats and dogs from Woods, but like all animals, so many of them have a story and they all have a past and a history and how they came to you. I know you have a few nice stories to share with us, but let's start with Lieutenant Walter. I know I met him when I was out.
Okay.
What's his story?
Lieutenant Walter's owner, he called me up about 4 years ago and said, I have a situation, sir. I have three tortoises. My wife just passed away, and I'm being deployed in the U.S. Navy. Can you help? Lieutenant Walter used to hang out in the officers' club, loves the color blue. He has a blue ball in there, and then he chases around. I went in there with a brown shirt one time, and he hissed and charged me.
Uh-oh.
I think it might be an Army-Navy thing going on,
okay,
but I'm not quite sure. Yes, they all seem to have different stories.
I also met Billy Bob and Daisy May.
Yes, Billy Bob and Daisy May, those are two goats. Very beautiful. They came all the way from Pismo.
Okay.
Their owner actually, many people knew John Wyatt. He passed away. These goats were actually so important to him. They were on his deathbed with him when he passed away.
Wow.
Their family flew from the East Coast. They wanted their goats to go someplace nice, and they felt good about what they were doing, and they brought their goats to us. We actually went and dismantled a structure that John had made and reassembled it on the property for them.
Oh, well, they were so cute and so friendly.
Thank you.
And you know, I call him Old Man Tortoise, so I'm sorry. Yes. I don't think that's his official name, but that's what I called him. And tell us about him. He has been with you so long.
Yes, apparently he's been at the sanctuary for over 30 years. He is a California desert, which they are endangered, and they need to be licensed with Fish and Game. He was found as an adult, which is about 30 years old, in Marysville, California, in 1935.
Wow.
So he's about 120-ish years old. He was around in World War II, World War I, the Great Depression, the 1918 pandemic. He's seen a lot.
Wow. If only they could talk to
I know.
Us. So biggest question, please tell us the difference between a turtle and a tortoise.
Well, you know, actually, when we took over the sanctuary, I actually had to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Turtles, basically, when people say turtle, they mean water turtle, web feet, swim, eat meat and fruit. Okay. When people typically say tortoise, they're referring to a land tortoise, back feet like elephant's pads. They do not eat meat, and most of them should not eat fruit. So one is basically land, one is basically water.
Okay.
Even though a tortoise is a type of turtle, just like a square is a type of rectangle.
So like a pet turtle would probably live in a tank of some sort, and a tortoise would live in a backyard or a structure.
Correct.
Or something like that. Okay. Correct. I have a list of some other questions.
Sure.
That inquiring minds would like to know. What is the life expectancy for a turtle and a tortoise?
Boy, that
a range, I'm sure.
Very, very big range. A lot of turtles are 15 to 30 years. Tortoises are 30 to a couple hundred.
Yeah. I think what people need to realize.
Yes.
That they will probably outlive them. When they see these cute little babies like you brought here, that they are going to be big, but they're also going to live,
hopefully, a really long
time.
Yes.
Okay, so life expectancy varies, but either way, they do have a long life expectancy, from at least compared to maybe like a cat or dog that I would be used to.
Yes.
Okay, can turtles and tortoises hear?
Yes, they can. Okay. Actually, some of them do have very sensitive hearing, so you do need to be careful of very loud noises.
Okay.
Other ones have kind of a blurred hearing, but they do definitely have a sense that you are there. And if you come up and sneak behind them, tortoises will hiss and pull in. But they do know people, and they'll come when you have food.
They pick up on vibrations as well,
yes,
not just
yes.
sounds. Like it's more of the vibration that they sense, maybe.
If you notice on the side of a tortoise, like this one we have in front of us here,
cute old face.
If he sticks his head out, you'll notice there's like these indentations on either side of where his ears would be. It's like a hearing pad right there.
I see that. Gosh, they're cute. Do they all hibernate?
No, they do not.
Okay.
Well, I have a lot of people come in and say, oh, my this and this hibernated. And it's like just disappearing for a week or two or a month, that's not considered hibernation or brumation. The ones that do hibernate that we have, for instance, are the Texas hybrid and the California deserts.
Okay.
And we're talking hibernation. We're talking going away for about 5 or 6 months.
Wow.
Here on the Central Coast, we put them away or let them dig in around October-ish. And then we usually wake them up around tax time. Yes.
Get to work.
Sorry.
If you have them as pets and they're kind of in a more home-like setting and not as natural of a setting, do you have to kind of assist them in their hibernation?
Some people, if you only have one or two, will actually take them out, put them in a box with a screened air vent, and put them in a safe, neutral habitat like a pantry or a garage.
Wow.
Or a shed that does not go up and down in temperatures. It needs to be cool and consistent and free from ants and rats and things like that.
And how grumpy are they when you go to wake them up?
They're pretty sluggish. Yeah. I'll just kind of let them be.
If you are just joining us, this is KCBX Public Radio. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Robin from Woods Humane Society, and my guest today is Jeff Dobbs with the Turtle and Tortoise Rescue of Arroyo Grande. Tell us again what they eat for pets, for people who are possibly looking to explore having one. What do they eat?
Water turtles eat worms and snails and pond cabbage. Dry Walmart cat food. So if you have an outdoor water feature and you want to grab a couple water turtles and put them in there, please contact us. We always have a lot of them. Tortoises, for the most part, eat 90% short grass, prickly pears, prickly pads, grape leaves, mulberry leaves, hibiscus flowers, romaine, zucchini, carrots, quite an array of things. Usually nothing that will make you burp, which are cruciferous, like broccoli, cauliflower. Tortoises have a hard time burping, and they actually can get an air bubble stuck in their throat and die from asphyxiation.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
No. Most of them should not be eating things like bananas, even though people feed them bananas. Mm. Bananas can get stuck on the inside of their roof, and they can't quite get it clean.
Okay.
They don't brush at night.
No.
And it can actually rot their beak out.
Okay. I definitely, some of the ones that I've been following on social media, they love love the flowers, it seems. And they also love rearranging furniture.
Those big guys, yeah, they will just move everything around.
I just have got a kick out of watching some of these videos. Like, nothing phases them. They're just plowing through. Yeah. A lawn chair's on top of them, a planter. They don't care.
It's like a D6 dozer. Yep. Yeah, even when our goat happens to, BB jumps on top of Lieutenant Walter, he just keeps on going.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
You should have your own YouTube channel.
You know, I work
like
8 days a week.
Just set up the camera, point it towards the pins. We want to just tune in and see what's going on out there. Okay, another thing that I've been learning is they are master escape artists. They sometimes go missing. People might not notice they're missing for a little while. I live in Morro Bay, and just someone recently was like, yes. Oh, I just found a tortoise in the middle of the road. So it's quite common.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us why that happens, how people can prevent that from happening, and what do you do if you find a turtle or tortoise?
We get probably 2 calls a month or so where people have found them. They bring them in, and most of the time we are very successful at reconnecting them with their owners. A lot of times I'll put a little thing out on Nextdoor app. Okay. Having a good enclosure helps from them escaping. Some of them burrow deep and come back out. Other ones, just like the sulcata, will just push and find a weak spot and work it until they've gone through. Other ones, like Russians, they're actually good at climbing. Mm. I say the Russians are masters of escaping. They might call in the KGB. I'm not sure, but somehow they get out.
I knew there was a joke. Okay, so yes, they definitely are escape artists. Some dig, some climb, some push through. And obviously, people think of them as very slow, but they can make a lot of coverage, right?
Oh, yeah. They
can get kind of far.
I have a little Speedy. He could go all the way around this room in 22 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of them are very fast. I've got one, Bubba, that apparently, when he lived out over by Mammoth, got on the 395 and went 10 miles down the side of the highway before they found him.
Oh, my goodness.
10 miles down the
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this might be a silly question, but I'm always encouraging people to get their pets microchipped, which may is microchip your pet. So please consider getting your pet microchipped so they don't end up getting lost and away from you. But can you microchip a turtle?
That's a very good question.
Can we start that? I don't know.
I think you can. So, you could always put one of those little air tags on it.
Yeah, okay. Tell us about those shells. They do have a sensation. They do feel when you're kind of petting them or touching them. Do they tend to like that? Do they not like that?
They do tend to like that.
Ooh,
people
okay.
did not think 20 years ago that they could actually feel, because they don't have nerve endings. But you don't have nerve endings inside your fingernail, and yet you can feel when somebody touches it. And a lot of these tortoises, you can rub them on their back, and they wiggle, and they definitely like it.
Okay.
So, yes.
Good. And what about on their cute little heads when they poke them out?
Yes, of course, anything and everything can bite, so you have to be smart. I put my thumb on their cheek and scratch their neck, kind of like an Aikido move, so that if and when they turn to bite me, I can defuse it.
I'm sure you have that down. I think I've asked you a lot of questions about turtle and tortoises. Share some wisdom on what makes people a good candidate to own a turtle or tortoise. What kind of daily chores may be involved? What kind of housing structure, shelter?
Of course, it varies from turtles to tortoises. For a tortoise, they can drown easy, so nothing around a swimming pool.
Okay.
They can't swim for the most part. Some of them really like shallow water, but they have to be able to walk back out. Dogs and tortoises and turtles a lot of times do not mix. Dogs love to sniff and chew. And if they're really small turtles or tortoises, you have to watch the blackbirds and things like that. If you have water turtles, it's nice to have something that's deeper than 18 inches in water and some hiding spots, like maybe even a cinder block under there. So if they sense something like a raccoon or possums going for them, they can go in the water and hide.
Okay. Do you need to be aware of the climate and what kind of turtle or tortoise you may be adding to your area?
Yes, definitely. The tortoises need grass, short grass, and they need some kind of hut or shade structure or big bush that they get under so they can get away from the heat and away from the cold. They come out in the morning for a little while, then they disappear at the midday, and then they come back out again. Turtles, people have them a lot of times inside their houses in tanks, which course, you have to have the correct UVA, UVB. You got to realize turtles have salmonella. Should not really be around little kids who like to stick their fingers in their mouth.
Some people, I think, may think having a tortoise or a turtle might be a super easy pet. They're lazy. They're slow. You don't need to go on hikes with them or clean their litter box every day. But it sounds like it's not necessarily an easier pet. It's just different. But you really need to make sure you have the right set up, the right shelter, the right food, the right cleaning, those types of things to be a good pet owner.
Always do your research before getting any kind of pet, whether or not it's a cricket or a snake or a emu. Try and do your best to learn.
Okay. And of course, I'm always promoting adoption and rescue. And so if somebody were interested, what is the responsible way to go about getting a turtle and tortoise? Because I'm sure there's some ways that maybe places you don't want to purchase them from, or people are making money off of it. What is the responsible way to own a turtle or tortoise?
Well, if you're looking for a California desert, you do need to get registered with Fish and Game and get a license to possess and transport a California desert. They are endangered. We do have quite a few available. It's not our primary focus whatsoever, but we do allow some to go back up for adoption.
Okay.
Our primary focus is creating an outdoor educational hands-on experience and program, especially geared towards kids and people with challenges.
Well, thank you so much. And I know we talked a lot about turtle and tortoises. Anything else you want to share about what's going on or some new animals you have out there? And I definitely want to share how people can get involved, how they can go visit and do a tour like I did, and just be a part of what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Our website is Turtle and Tortoise Rescue of ArroyoGrande.org. And on there, you can push the contact button and send me an email. I definitely prefer emails as opposed to phone calls. I work every single day, all day. We would really love to have Paulie involved in doing senior projects in any domain. We've got a 5-acre ranch, and so whether or not you're mechanical engineering, art, graphic arts, horticulture, permaculture, psychology, it doesn't matter what field you're in. We have a lot of blank slates, so don't be afraid to come and ask about it. Again, we have a lot of high school and college people getting community hours to graduate and get involved.
And you do tours on Saturdays by appointment, is that
right? By appointment only, yes. And that's through the email. So you email me and I do tours. I conduct probably 2 school field trips every week. And then the private parties I try to bunch in on the weekends on Saturday.
Well, again, I suggest you guys follow them, check them out, a jewel here on the Central Coast. Thank you for what you do, because if it weren't for you guys, there would be a lot of animals that wouldn't have a place to go, that they definitely can't be at the animal shelter. So it's really great that there are private rescues and educating and getting to kids. We want to raise responsible pet owners, animal advocates, people who want to grow up and maybe do our jobs one day. Well, as we wrap up, again, thanks to Jeff. I have learned so much. I hope you have enjoyed it as well. And I want to just remind you what's going on at Woods. We are seeing a lot of fluffy kittens. So check us out if you are interested in adopting or possibly fostering. You can follow us on social media or check out woodshumanesociety.org. Thank you for listening to Peace, Love, and Pets. I'm Robin with Woods. And don't forget, your new best friend is waiting for you at the shelter.